And good morning. We continue here on the South Shore's Morning News on 95.9 WATD and online at 95.9WATD.com. I'm Rob Hakala. And in this segment, Dr. Michael Lockshin is our special guest. He is author of The Prince at the Ruined Tower, Time, Uncertainty, and Chronic Illness. He's also the professor of medicine and obstetrics, gynecology at Weill Cornell Medicine, as well as the director of the Barbara Volker Center at the Hospital for Special Surgery, New York City. He joins us now as we take a look, and despite medical advances, uncertainty still reigns in medicine, especially for chronic illnesses. So how should you and how do patients respond when diagnoses are uncertain? Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you here on WATD.
I'm glad to be there.
Well, let's talk about, first of all, maybe you can explain a bit about the title, The Prince at the Ruined Tower, Time, Uncertainty, and Chronic Illness. What does that mean?
Well, it comes from a fairly obscure poem in which a line, it's a French poem, didn't seem to make any sense, but eventually I read a story about the fact that the line didn't make sense, but it was the music in the words. And the music in the words is what the book is about. It's being able to hear hidden messages that patients are telling you, to be able to transmit back and forth things that you don't want to talk about.
Why did you decide? I know you've written several books, and obviously you have a background in medicine. Tell us about why you decided to write this book and what you hope people will learn from it.
Well, one of the things that's happening in 21st century medicine is this idea that we have such precision that we can pin everything down exactly. But in my world, I deal with autoimmune illnesses. Nothing is anywhere nearly as certain as you might read in the television, or see on television, or hear on the news broadcasts. There's a lot of subtlety to both deciding a diagnosis, watching illnesses change. There's a lot of uncertainty, oftentimes, particularly in the early phases of illness, and patients don't understand that sometimes you have to think things through, not come to an immediate answer, and it makes them very uncertain. I try to teach this to medical students, and I understood that there's a great deal more that needs to be said about how we deal with uncertainty in medicine.
So what is the role for the doctor and the patient when it comes to this? Are there different pieces of advice that you would have for a doctor or a patient?
Well, the most important part is to have a conversation. It's fair to say what is known, but it's also important to say what is not known. And then when you're dealing with things that are uncertain, you have to negotiate that back and forth. The patient has to be able to tell the doctor what he or she needs and wants to hear and wants to do. And the physician has to be flexible enough to accept the patient's priorities in that conversation.
One of the things you talk about is picking up hidden messages from the patient. What would be an example of that?
Well, I give an example. I have a chapter about it that explains the title. It's the time where a patient that I saw who is well-connected within the medical world had seen several physicians and not gotten a diagnosis or a hint of what was going on. But while I was talking to her, I noticed that she would look away when I asked certain questions and give me evasive answers to others. And I understood by looking at that, by reading the messages that she was giving me without words, that she was hiding something. And as I got into that conversation, we understood what her fears were, what the reasons she wasn't telling me certain things, and we got to a much better place so that we both were able to take care of her and were able to satisfy the needs that she had.
Wow. All right, so that, from hearing that story, it really is important then, is it important then to be just totally and completely honest with your doctor if you can?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that's very clear is that doctors often don't tell patients what they're thinking and vice versa. And when those miscommunications happen, then that's it's a prescription for disaster.
Yeah.
So I really request that there be open communications on both sides.
And then I guess also from the doctor's side, you're right. Unfortunately, you knew and you could pick up on those hidden messages. Is that something that all doctors are trained to do, that patients will most likely try to hold things back? I mean, I suppose that might be sometimes we're nervous and scared in that position and we're not really sure what to do.
Yeah, every person is different, both doctors and patients. I really wish that we could all be open to these kinds of communications, but I guess my advice would be, if you're a patient dealing with a doctor and that doctor is not open, you can insist on that. You can make your wishes known, but it's a negotiation all the time. It isn't a, I say, you do type situation. It should be a negotiation, particularly when you're dealing with chronic illness.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That really is the case. I guess, you know, when you've got the check engine light, I bring it to my mechanic and he hooks it up and the computer tells him exactly the code. And that's not the case when it comes to human beings.
Not at all. Not at all. And one of the, I mean, there are lots of other things that go into it. What your background is, what your religious background is, what your personal beliefs are, what your ethnicity is, what your personal prior experience with medicine has been. All of these things change the conversation, and there has to be an openness to hearing all of that kind of information in any conversation.
Dr. Lockshin's been with us. He is a pioneer in solving both the medical and the personal health care issues that arise for patients with chronic illnesses. And the name of the new book, again, we invite you to pick it up, The Prince at the Ruined Tower, Time, Uncertainty, and Chronic Illness. And the book is out now, Doctor?
Yes, it is. You can get it at Barnes & Noble or Amazon or your local bookstore, or you could go to the website, Michael Lockshin, with no spaces, that's my first name and last name, .com.
All right, michaellockshin.com. Check out the website, yes. And again, pick up The Prince at the Ruined Tower. Dr. Michael Lockshin, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much for asking me.